Breadline Bernie appeared on Joe Rogan on August 6th, and the day after, August 7th, had 1.88 million views in one day. Absolutely incredible. The only thing more incredible than the amount of people that watched the show is Bernie Sanders' policy. He truly wants to put us all out of business. He wants to rob us of our money, and he wants us dependent on the government. He wants us in breadlines, just like all of the other citizens of the countries that have followed his socialist Marxist policies. Today, we are going to go through, I'm going to hit five or six different points that he's talking about, how he's conniving, lying, and reshaping the narrative, flipping things on its back to make it sound like it's loving, that they're caring. But what he's trying to do is steal our freedom, steal our finances, and steal everything about this country that has elevated so many of us so that we can be in breadlines. Breadline Bernie is a huge threat to our way of life, to our success, because his ideology lives on past even him, because it started before him. It's Marxism, pure and simple. We'll get into that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful and keep you successful and keep your money in your pocketbook. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HGBT in the memo field, and you will get a 15-ounce mug that is fantastic, and then you will also get fantastic content that will help you fight, laugh, and feast along with us, and it will keep voices like mine on the radio to answer, to talk about the comments, the accusations, the policies that Bernie, Breadline Bernie, wants to level against us, that he wants to impose on us, and we will continue to do that along with your support. So thank you so much for all of your support. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear your feedback, how this show has blessed you. And maybe we can give you a shout out on the show if you have a business. We'd love to help support you. This isn't just about me and supporting me. This is about supporting you and making you guys successful too. So please reach out. I'd love to give you guys a shout out, as some of you have already known. All right, so let's get into this crazy, crazy man's mind. And Joe Rogan, I'm pretty sure, is a Bernie Sanders supporter, because he interviewed him, and I say that loosely because he didn't really interview him. He basically just put him up on a pedestal of the Joe Rogan Experience, which is a huge podcast platform, and let him just say whatever he wanted unchallenged. And it was just shocking to me, even with things and points of contentions like the guns conversation that they had, where Bernie Sanders uses the typical, the assault weapons, assault rifles. Joe Rogan is a hunter. He knows full well an assault rifle is a made up term. It doesn't mean anything. And he didn't even challenge him on it. Well, at least he didn't challenge him on it in the first 40 minutes that I watched. I stopped watching after it. I was just too infuriated by this socialism that is so prevalent, and just the trickery that Breadline Bernie uses to try to flip things on us that are really him. And it's amazing how great these leftists are at projection. The first thing he wanted to do that just lead off the way is he wants the government to tell you what to charge and what to pay. Now, think about this. What is a company? What is your sole proprietorship? What is your value? What is your paycheck? How much are you getting paid between you and your company? He wants the government to come in and tell you what to do with your resources, what to do with your time. He wants to tell you that you cannot work for a subpar minimum wage. He thinks that the minimum wage right now is unacceptable. And I just want to know why. Why is it unacceptable? If two parties freely enter into a contract, why is it unacceptable to Bernie? Why does he have a say in it? Why does he think that he knows better than the two parties involved in that contract, which is an employment contract, who are agreeing to a person supplying a service, their expertise or no expertise, it's their first job, for a certain wage? They both agree on it. And if it's acceptable to them, why is it for him to say how much that the employer must pay that employee. And he also talked about medication and the pharmaceutical industry. He wants to tell the pharmaceutical industries how much to pay. But think about that. I know that's like a very charged topic. It seems nuanced. It's your health. But I want you to understand this. The government wants to tell every single person what to produce, how much to pay for it. They want control. And it's going to start with the pharmaceutical industry. It started with the healthcare industry. It's going into pharmaceuticals, and it's going to branch into every other part of the economy because the government wants it all. And they're just playing on our emotions. They're playing on our humanity to try to get us to say it's okay. But guess what? They're progressives, and they're progressing all the time. They're not going to be satisfied with the pharmaceutical industry. And he's taking this argument of the government should tell you how much to make, how much to charge for it, and how much you should pay employees. And they're trying to win the battle in this emotional area of health. And they're going to take that same argument and go to every other industry. Beware. This is very dangerous. The next point he said is the goal of major corporations is to deregulate. Obviously, he has no idea what he's talking about. He's been in the public sector. He's been in government his whole life. The goal of a corporation is to maximize shareholder profits. And I know profits is a bad word for Bernie, but it is not deregulation. And then he goes on to say companies want to pollute the environment. And I just want to say, first of all, I believe there should be some regulations to keep companies from totally polluting the environment. Those are costs that should be factored in to these companies that are doing things that have pollutants. I'm not saying that we should have a dirty environment. But he is saying that there's companies that are heavily polluting the climate around us. Now, let's be honest here. I hate that term because politicians have totally ruined it. Like, let's be clear. Let's be honest. That's not what I meant to do. How far would a company get in today's world, in today's climate, with all of the social justice warriors, with all of the environmental wackos out there? How far would that company get if someone was polluting, dumping chemicals into a lake, dumping chemicals out into the air in the United States? That company would be out of business in a week. It just doesn't happen. But Bernie loves the straw mans to put us into breadlines. That is why he is breadline Bernie. Now, this is one of the things that really infuriated me and just really just made me want to do the show on this topic. He said companies don't want taxes. And he then said, so taxes, again, are the government by gun forcing you to give money that you created from generating value in the economy and accumulating wealth. The government is forcing you to give them money they didn't earn. The government didn't earn. And they're going to go give it to somebody else. They're going to spend it on their own, you know, whatever they want to spend it on. And Bernie says this is greedy for companies wanting to keep their own money. But Bernie wants to take their money, and that's not greedy. And here's the sleight of hand that happens. Here is the trickery that progressives love to play. They want to make you, make me, feel greedy for keeping the money that we've earned. But when they want to take the money that we've earned, that's not greedy. How does that work? That doesn't work. And I want you and me to point that out, call it out wherever you see it. When companies are getting accused of greed, when individuals are getting accused for greed because they want to keep their taxes low, that is, keep their own money, we need to call that out. We need to fight back because that is the exact opposite of what is happening. It's the socialist, it's the progressive, it's the big government people that want to raise your taxes. Those are the greedy people. The ones who are trying to take money that is not theirs is theft, it's greed. It's evil, and we need to fight back up. The next thing he says, again, showing he has no idea how business works, says that Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. Jeff Bezos owns part of Amazon, but he does not own all of it. He is a shareholder, but there are thousands and thousands of people that own Amazon. That's how companies work on the public stock exchange. You get to buy companies. You get to buy pieces of companies. They call them shares. You get a piece of a company and share in the success of it. So when Amazon uses tax loopholes or the tax code as it exists that Bernie is responsible for being a senator, when Amazon uses that to pay less taxes, that returns shareholder value and that goes to the bottom line and that increases the earnings per share for all the people like you and me with 401ks and people who have bought stock in Amazon. We're the ones who reap the benefits that Bernie, Breadline Bernie, wants to take away from us. Let's see, what else do we have that he's talking about? And now this is, okay, he talks about the lower middle class, lower class. Every time you hear blank class, I want you to understand that you're hearing Marxist language, and Marxist language leads to a place called Venezuela, a place called Russia, a place called Cuba. Whenever people use class warfare to enact policies, they're using Marxism to bring us closer to socialism, which results in countries like I just listed. You don't want to live in Baltimore. I know that's not a country. You don't want to live in the city of Baltimore. You don't want to live in the country of Cuba, of Venezuela, of Russia. These countries are extremely poor because the government robs people of their wealth and robs the society of any wealth that they were generating on their own. And the last thing I wanted to hit, because I'm already running long, Joe was talking about the idea of free education is a wonderful thing for people. And then Bernie goes on to say that we need to pay off everyone's student loans and make college free because people don't know what they got themselves into. And he says, like, you don't even know your interest rate. You're just signing up for these loans. Getting people to not take responsibility for their actions is not a solution to any single problem. It's going to make it worse. College is going to be more expensive. And it's just going to be a fully funded government vehicle to indoctrinate more and more people to be dependent on the state, to get in line in the bread line, to be dependent on the government. That's what this is all about. These are all different areas that the socialists, the progressives are trying to take over, their power plays to rob us of our freedom and to destroy what's left of this free country. Do not give in to the emotional pleas, but think logically, understand what they're really saying and fight back. Our success depends on it. Our country depends on it. Our freedoms depend on it. Now let's go out and be successful together. God bless.